Journalists who cover crime get a unique perspective on their communities. Independent producer Erica Heilman recently spent time with reporter Todd Wellington, the longtime Cops and Courts reporter for the Caledonian Record.
Some people like to be liked. I'm not like that. I'm totally comfortable not being popular.
That's Todd Wellington. He's unpopular because he's the crime reporter for the Caledonian Record in the Northeast Kingdom. Mostly people don't have a reason to celebrate crime stories in the paper. It's never good news. And when you're the crime reporter in a town the size of St. Johnsbury, everybody knows who you are. Todd took me for a drive to some of the scenes of crimes he's covered, and he talked about what it's like to do this job.
I'm going to turn around.
Oh, I want you to, too, because I've never been up here.
Really?
Never.
Everybody you cover, you run into. If you cover their arrest, you see them in court. You probably see them at the prison when you go down there to interview someone. More than that, you're going to see them in the grocery store. You're going to see them on the ball field where their kids are playing ball with your kids. You're going to see their mom in the grocery store. That's always a fun one. So you just have to be that guy who, for whom that doesn't really matter. Okay, this building right here. There was a fight that started in one of these rooms, but it started with an argument over hummus. People were, I think they were drinking, and they were going from room to room, and there was an argument about who had hummus and who didn't have hummus, and they wanted some hummus, and then somebody started fighting, and then somebody else started fighting, and someone got assaulted, and the cops came. And my suggested headline was, police respond to hummus-related violence.
How do you get called out in the middle of the night? How does crime reporting work?
Sure, you can get that can happen, but you just can't know what's going on just by showing up to work. You have to have someone helping you out or a network, and that's what I have in that network. And I think this is probably the reason I still have a job, is because I do have my little black book of connections, my cell phone. You need someone to tell you, and you need a network of what's coming up and what's happened when, because even if something happens, oftentimes the police won't tell you. You need to find out what happened off the record so you can take that information and then not leverage it and say, hey, I know this happened. Tell me what happened. You can't do it if you have nothing. Even with lawyers, they won't tell you nothing unless you prove you got something. So how do you get something? Well, this is Maple Fields. It's really quite the hot spot. I don't know if you've ever been here, but they get little tables in there. But I found out if I had lunch here every day, I almost never ate alone, and I always had people want to sit down and talk to me. And they always give me more than I take.
So who might you be running into? The cops? Who would be?
Cops are regulars here. Lawyers from the courthouse are regulars here. People who work in the schools and the hospital, they all come here for lunch. This is a very popular place.
Maplefields, really?
Yes. So you have to understand what they can tell you. And so you know a judge or a lawyer or a clerk or someone with a responsibility that you see at a store, they can't tell you what's going on. But every one of them probably has something they could probably tell you. You know, a lawyer could tell you, well, yeah, I did file this motion. And then you go to the motion, then you backtrack it to the police and you go to the cops, and they can't tell you what the lawyer knows, but they can tell you when they cited the guy, right? And so that's how you put stuff together.
Do you have relationships with the people who you cover?
Absolutely. You see them so much. Like, you see them at arraignment, you see them at arrest, and you see them down at the prison, and you see them on the street. You develop a relationship. You just know them all. You know their parents. They're not just separate in some faraway world. They live down the street from you, and they play with your kid. You know, and you know them from baseball or from something, and that's the fabric of the community, that sort of inherent trust that goes on for most people that ties it all together. And that's why the Melissa Jenkins murder was so traumatizing for this area. She was a teacher at the academy here, and she was killed by people who had been stalking her. And she was killed because they called her up and said, our cars broke down. Would you come help us? So she put her 2-year-old in the car seat, went down, because that's what you do here. That's what neighbors do for neighbors. It was a horrible crime. And the way they did it was using the inherent trust that exists here.
You ever got a story wrong?
But you get something wrong in a crime story, you got lawyers on the other end going, that is wrong, right? So you're really accountable to, and I'm not a lawyer, but I don't even have a college degree. I'm a total walk-on in the game of journalism. I literally showed up here as a clown, realized I couldn't make any money here, and answered an ad for Stringers, the newspaper.
You started as a clown?
Yeah, I was a professional clown for many years before I moved here.
Is there any crossover between being a clown and being a crime reporter?
Absolutely. They're both people businesses. It's you and it's them. I just applied my clown skills, my ability to relate to anyone, into reporting. But it also makes me... Sorry about the bumps. So here's what being a clown is. You're a total outsider. Well, there is no better quality in being a reporter than being comfortable with being an outsider. What else is a reporter supposed to be?
Our last stop was outside a house where Todd had covered a brutal assault that happened in the basement years ago. It was a lovely, quiet place with wind chimes.
Would you ever want your kid to do this job?
Well, I guess I'm not ready for that question. If someone's house burns down, then the fire department comes, and the house is on fire, and the fire department's there, and you're there to document that there's a fire and a news event, and also because the fire department's there, and that's public taxpayers pay for it. So you're taking pictures of that house that's on fire. So I had that happen one time early on at night up one of the smaller towns, and a guy with a picked up a Louisville Slugger, kind of not Louisville Slugger, aluminum baseball bat, started running after me. I was taking pictures of the house. Two rather large firefighters got in the guy's way and stopped him. I ran because I got in my picture and I was gone. I'm there to do my job, to take the picture. But he's just the guy whose house is burning down. Right? He lost everything. So would you want your kid to do it? No. Because you have to go through everybody's worst moment with them. And I don't want my son to have to do that.
This is Erica Heilman with VPR.